Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Stocks opened higher this morning, extending Wednesday's big rally. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 250 points in early trading.
Stock prices are going up as gasoline prices continue to fall. AAA says the average price of regular gas nationwide dropped below $4 a gallon today for the first time since March. Falling gas prices pushed inflation down last month from a four-decade high in June. Many investors think that will give the Federal Reserve room to proceed more cautiously in raising interest rates. Betting markets now anticipate a half percentage point rate increase at the next Fed meeting in September. Oddsmakers were expecting a larger rate hike before this week's cost of living report. There's news this morning that wholesale prices are also easing. The producer price index unexpectedly fell by 0.5% between June and July. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden is likely to highlight lower gas prices when he returns from vacation. The White House says he and Vice President Harris will also travel across the country to discuss recent congressional victories. That will likely include the expected approval tomorrow of a scaled-back federal spending bill. It focuses on cutting prescription drug prices, taxes, and spends billions on climate change initiatives. There has been violent online rhetoric against law enforcement, especially FBI agents, following the FBI's search of former President Donald Trump's club and residence in Florida on Monday. Washington Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal condemned the threats by Trump supporters.
It is a terrible thing that so much of this violent rhetoric and actions have been fueled by the last president.
Yesterday, FBI Director Christopher Wray also condemned the threats, especially calls for the killing of FBI agents. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging the governments of Rwanda and Democratic Republic of the Congo to end their support of rebel groups. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Blinken traveled to both countries this week as ongoing fighting in eastern Congo intensifies.
Both countries accuse each other of fueling the conflict in eastern DRC. Secretary Blinken says his message to leaders in Kinshasa and Kigali were the same.
There are very credible reports of support for armed groups by all sides. Our position is clear. Whoever it's by, whoever it's to, that support needs to cease.
The U.S. is backing regional mediation efforts, and he says both presidents agreed to pursue that. Rwanda's foreign minister insisted his country will do everything to protect Rwandans, and he called the group the DRC backs a genocidal force. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Kigali.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 260 points. The NASDAQ is up about 120. This is NPR. The UN Security Council is expected to talk today about fighting around the nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia, Ukraine. Russian forces surround the plant, Ukrainians operated. There are reports of renewed shelling near the plant today, alarming nuclear experts. Both Russia and Ukraine blame each other. The UN's nuclear watchdog agency wants to send in experts immediately to lessen the danger of a strike on the plant. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has promised a new package of measures to help his country tackle inflation and the rising cost of energy. NPR's Rob Schmitz has more.
Speaking at his first annual summer press conference, Scholz said Germany would tackle its energy crisis in solidarity with the European Union, and that he was pushing for the construction of a new pipeline from Portugal through Spain and France to reduce Germany's dependence on Russian natural gas. Russia's war in Ukraine led to EU sanctions on Russian energy, which is forcing Germany to reduce its sizable dependence on Russian gas. Germany has brought down its reliance since the war started, but still depends on Russia for around a third of its natural gas. Scholz's government has introduced several measures to prepare industry and households as gas prices steadily climb. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
The Chinese government has issued a new policy paper about Taiwan. It says that reunification with Taiwan is inevitable. And it says the solution is its protocol, one country, two systems, that Beijing claims is working well in Hong Kong. The U.S. says that policy isn't working at all in Hong Kong. Taiwan is rejecting China's latest policy paper. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.